Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio, your trusted source for the latest national and international news coverage. This is Yusra Arjun behind the microphone. Joining me today on the radio production is Maryam Khalili for the headlines. 2023 IMF World Bank annual meetings kick off in Marrakesh. World Bank and IMF annual meetings launch of book Morocco's Quest for Stronger and Inclusive Growth. Rapid and effective management of earthquake effects in Moroccans and paralleled solidarity showcase Morocco's bright future, says IMF's managing director. Two gala matches scheduled ahead of World Bank and IMF annual meetings. And internationally, Russia, over 133.5 million metric tons of grain harvested. Starting off this newscast in Marrakesh, the 2023 annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank Group, WB, kicked off today with the participation of the world's economic and financial elite to discuss significant issues such as finance and policies, economic growth, and climate change. This global event, returning to African soil after 50 years, offers an opportunity for economic and financial decision makers to closely examine the progress achieved by Morocco in various fields under the enlightened leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, a strong indication of the confidence of the Bretton Woods institutions in the kingdom's resilience under the forward-thinking leadership of His Majesty the King. Holding this major event in the Ochre City will also highlight the significant projects initiated by Morocco, such as the expansion of social protection and the reconstruction of regions affected by the Al-Haws earthquake. This unmissable event, bringing together finance ministers and central bank governors from 190 countries, is also a chance to amplify the voices of Africa and the countries of the South, as well as underscore Morocco's unwavering commitment to African nations, thanks to the royal vision of South-South cooperation. The world's financial and banking elite will have the opportunity to more effectively address, approach, and tackle the problems and challenges faced by the countries of the South, particularly those in Africa. For an entire week, Marrakech will see meetings attended by over 12,000 participants from all over the globe, including approximately 4,500 representatives from 190 official delegations led by finance ministers and central bank governors. The 2023 annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank Group will include the presentation of reports on the world economic outlook, as well as side events to discuss a range of issues, including the energy crisis, climate change, migration, international cooperation, post-COVID recovery, and global political and economic fragmentation. During the same event, the book Morocco's Quest for Stronger and Inclusive Growth, drawn up by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, was presented on the occasion of the start of the annual meetings of the IMF and the World Bank. The event features speeches by the head of government, Aziza Khanouch, and the managing director of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, who led a debate with the Minister of Economy and Finance, Nadia Fattah, and the Wali of Bank al-Maghrib, Abdeltaif Jouahri, in addition to a speech by the minister delegate in charge of the budget, Fawzi Lqja. The book Morocco's Quest for Stronger and Inclusive Growth, edited by Roberto Cardarelli and Talin Cornchilian of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, offers a comprehensive overview of the progress of the Moroccan economy over recent decades. Over the past three decades, Morocco has made remarkable progress in terms of economic stability and development, as highlighted in the book. It is therefore no coincidence that, as a result of this progress and the recognized effectiveness of its economic institutions, Morocco was granted an IMF flexible credit line in 2023, which is a precautionary credit line reserved for countries with very sound policies and institutional frameworks. According to the publication, Morocco's story offers valuable lessons for many developing countries still striving to build the foundations of their macroeconomic stability. The series of reforms the kingdom has begun to implement can also serve as inspiration for all countries wishing to strengthen their growth and make it more inclusive. In a foreword, IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva writes that this book explores the factors underlying Morocco's resilience and points to the many reforms launched decades ago. These reforms include opening the country to international trade, investing in essential infrastructure, reducing untargeted subsidies, strengthening the independence of the central bank, Bank al-Maghrib, developing a sound financial supervisory framework and modernizing governance in both the public and private sectors. For his part, the head of government, Aziz Akhnouch, points out in the preface that this book highlights the achievements already made under the leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, without ignoring the scale of the challenges still ahead. The rapid and effective management of the effects of the Al Hawz earthquake and the unrivaled solidarity of Moroccans under the enlightened leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI serve as the best evidence of Morocco's bright future, stated the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, in Marrakesh on Monday. Quote-unquote, "Our hearts went out to you on September 8th when the earthquake struck late in the evening. Our hearts go out to the families, and we are convinced that the solidarity of the Moroccan people is unmatched," emphasized Georgieva. In a compelling testament to the conclusive outcomes of the Moroccan authorities' efforts in addressing the earthquake's aftermath, Georgieva mentioned that earlier in the morning, accompanied by the Minister of Economy and Finance, Nadia Fattah, she had visited schools in the affected areas. Quote-unquote, "Barely a month after the earthquake, all the children are back in school," she noted. "Some have been relocated to schools that were unaffected, others to temporary structures or even tents, but all have resumed classes," she stated, emphasizing that their smiles and enthusiasm serve as the strongest confirmation of Morocco's promising future. Internationally, Russian agricultural producers have harvested over 133.5 million metric tons MT of grain until October, which is 15 million metric tons less than in the same period last year, Russia's Ministry of Agriculture said. Until October 5th, the harvest brought 93.8 million metric tons of wheat, 22 million MT of barley, 9.9 million metric tons of sunflowers, 3.9 million metric tons of rapeseed, and 3.6 million metric tons of soybeans. Furthermore, the country's farmers harvested 6.2 million metric tons of potatoes and 3.5 million metric tons of legumes until October 5th. However, these figures are below the record harvest of 2022, which reached 153.8 million metric tons, including over 100 million metric tons of wheat due to higher yields and acreage. For the year as a whole, the Minister of Agriculture said last Thursday that Russia's grain harvest could reach 135 million tons in net weight, including 90 million metric tons of wheat. Concluding in sports, two gala matches were held on Sunday evening in the Marrakesh Stadium just a few hours before the opening of 2023 annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank Group, WB, scheduled for October 9th to 15th. Organized by the Royal Moroccan Football Federation, FRMF, the two 30-minute friendly matches pitted a host of former players, both men and women, against two mixed teams of WB and IMF executives. This footballing event took place in a festive and convivial atmosphere to the applause of over 1,000 pupils from the province of Al Hawz, who were relocated from the earthquake-affected areas to Marrakesh, where they will continue their studies in several of the city's schools. It further exemplifies the return to normal life in the city of Marrakesh and in the areas affected by the earthquake, thanks to the high solicitude of His Majesty King Mohammed VI and the special interest that the sovereign continually shows in his citizens. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I will see you again for a 5:40 newscast.